Please take your seats as quick as possible. We are starting.
Nice to see you here, but not a surprise.
Can you take a seat, please?
Yes,
yeah?
Of course.
Good. Thanks very much. Thanks very much. Guys, take a seat up there. All right. Where's my... Sorry.
No, 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 you're good. You're good. You're good.
All right. All right, guys, take your seat, please. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we are moving on. And that's going to be a lightning talk, but the blast one, of course. The next up is Cynthia and Casey. We'll talk about building CRA-ready open source communities, the critical role of community managers. So important one. Please give a round of applause to the next speakers.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. I am Cynthia. I'm a PM at GitHub, and joining me today, the super lightning fast talk, is Casey.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cassie. I come here as an independent person, but working with World Health Organization, WHO, on open source related work, previously on health emergencies, and now on medical records related things. So very happy to speak to people about that. But here today on an independent capacity.
Yeah. Okay. Oops. It's not. Okay, there we go. Yes.
Yes, sorry about the slide. It seems like everything had gone wrong, but please excuse us. And also, excuse us if this has already been covered, but I thought if everyone is a bit like me, as in sometimes a bit confused what like CRA actually means and what it covers, I thought it might be helpful to start with a bit of very, very brief context. So CRA, it does introduce what they call like mandatory cybersecurity requirements for hardware and software product throughout their whole life cycle. And we'll talk about what that means in a second. And it is meant to complement European cybersecurity rules and strengthen the security of the whole, what they call supply chain. So in the recital, which is if you ever look at the actual legislation, if you ever go to the exact source, European Commission, if anyone have trouble how to navigate that, I'm very happy to support you on that. So what in the recital, which is the first like line items that they give before it goes into act, which is like actual law, so to say. So it's meant to shift cybersecurity from a post-market issue to a regulatory obligation that's embedded in product governance. And it's meant to treat cybersecurity as a, what they call collective supply chain responsibility, not just a manufacturer concern. I saw from the previous question that someone mentioned that our clients would be considered manufacturers under cybersecurity, Cyber Resilience Act, and so on. And then very briefly, we'll talk about the scope of application for CRA. And oh, too bad the most important thing, the bottom circles I cut, but that's meant to be open source stewards. Unfortunate, but that had happened. So it does, so how it applies is like twofold. One is like what they call in a covered product categories. So they specified and like it's a basically connected hardware device and examples like IoT, networked equipment, and then softwares that's embedded in connected devices. That's the wording that they use in the legislation. And then the also like non-tangible digital products, basically software, were supplied as part of a product with digital element. And then it does have some exemptions. So one is basically like if it's covered by other regulations that's often more strict, such as a medical device for human use and accessories for such device. That's a regulation EU 2017-746. And then another is the IVDR, in vitro diagnostic medical devices for human use and accessories for such device. They often have even more stricter requirement than the CRA, so that's mentioned. Another is if there is already a comparable certification scheme. And then another is the product that's developed exclusively for national security, defense, or military purpose, or processing classified information. And then the other ones, I thought it might be a bit more interesting, like unfinished product prototypes, but then provided, like, you have to make it very clear that this is a prototype, and then also mention that this does not comply with CRA, and they're placed on the market solely for testing, and says that's covered by other kind of legislations. And then I will quickly, how much time? Yeah, okay. And then another bit, like how it's applied is the, they use